A new poll indicates 6 in 10 people surveyed think the economy is in bad shape. That's the highest percentage in 10 years. In the first of two commentaries on the federal deficit, Matt Miller says the leadership of President George W. Bush has him nostalgic for the better days of the first Bush administration.
The White House says the big tax cuts it has passed have nothing to do with this historic reversal. It's war, it's recession, it's big spending, they say. That's poppycock. Federal spending as a percentage of the overall economy has been lower and will continue to be lower under George W. Bush than it was under President Reagan and Bush's own father. It's the revenue where the bottom has dropped out. In fact, by next year, Bush's tax cuts will shrink revenue to its lowest level relative to the size of the economy since 1950, when programs like Medicare and Medicaid didn't exist. As can never be said often enough, this is thanks to tax cuts that shower their chief benefits on the wealthiest Americans at a time when we're spending billions on a war and its aftermath in Iraq, and the deficit is soaring to historic heights. Only a president deep in denial could make the case for such priorities without shuddering. Even Ronald Reagan, who quadrupled the national debt in 8 years, felt compelled to limit the damage. After his 1981 tax cuts opened up gaping deficits, he quietly raised taxes in subsequent years to stem what would have been an even larger tide of red ink. But in George W. Bush's White House, real men don't worry about deficits. Mr. Bush's gamble is that he can sell voters on the lie that deficits on today's scale were unavoidable in the wake of 9/11 and sluggish growth. And if this means a responsible Democrat has to talk about canceling the president's tax cuts to solve the problem, well, what better way to campaign than against some tax-hiking liberal? Bush and his team think this shows how smart and tough they are. But Bush is really proving how decent a president his father was. Bush Sr. cleaned up the huge savings and loan crisis he inherited, an expensive and thankless task that brought no political payoff. He raised taxes as part of a bipartisan deal to cut Reagan's deficits, a responsible step that helped cost him a second term. In short, Bush the father cleaned up messes and avoided making new ones, like a responsible patrician would. The son has intentionally turned fiscal lemonade back into lemons in order to further the right's ideological crusade against government. It's a shabby sequel to a class act.
The comments of Matt Miller, a senior fellow at Occidental College and host of Left, Right, and Center, produced at member station KCRW in Santa Monica. Tomorrow, Financial Times columnist Amity Slays has a different view. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.